Language is fluid. It changes shape as contexts and cultures change. For instance, we are living at a time when more and more people are making a distinction between religion and spirituality. By religion, people tend to refer to established systems of belief about ultimate reality and the institutions that maintain them. I use the word religion in a similar way to refer to any reliance on systems or institutions, rules or rituals as our conduit to God. The religion I'm talking about in this book is any system of rules, regulations, rituals, and routines that people use to achieve their spiritual end goal, their telos, whether they call that enlightenment, salvation, nirvana, union with the divine, or something else. I don't believe that any one system or institution is the way to connect with God, although these things may be able to play a supportive role in our journey. When we talk this way, we are walking in the footsteps of great thinkers like the existential philosopher Soren Kierkegaard, who distinguished between the faith of Christianity and the religion of Christendom, Swiss theologian Karl Barth, who called the church back to a Christ-centered faith, and German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Bonhoeffer is a hero to many for standing up to the spineless religiosity of the German Lutheran Church during World War II. While in prison before his execution by the Nazis, Bonhoeffer wrote his Letters and Papers from Prison, in which he sets up the antimony between faith and religion, and argues passionately for a non-religious or religionless Christianity. Religionless Christianity. I can picture Jesus smiling over that one. The Jesus described in the Bible sees the things people normally associate with religion, like prayer and pilgrimage, baptism and Bible study, church attendance and charitable giving, as possible expressions of the spiritual life God gives, but not the means to obtain it. Do I kiss my wife to earn her love, or do I kiss her to express the love that we already share? One represents the insecurity of religion, the other shows the intimacy of faith. The good news message of Jesus is that God gives a spiritual life as a gift, which the biblical writers summarized by the word grace. Sure, God wants us to live good lives, but the goodness we live out in this world is an act of gratitude for our spiritual life and not a religious attempt to be good enough to earn that life. The earliest Christ followers taught that living a good and loving life should be the joyful expression of a person who has received eternal life. Salvation as a gift. See Romans 6:23. We should not carry the burden of trying to live an exceptionally good life in order to be qualified for salvation. Christ followers are encouraged in the New